Industrial hemp is making a comeback in Pennsylvania after nearly a century of being illegal. The crop can be used to manufacture rope and clothing. Back when the city was young, a woman ran the largest rope-making business in the region. As part of our series on women in Pittsburgh history, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley looks back at the life of rope magnate Mary Irwin.
On the fifth floor of his downtown Pittsburgh law office, Hugh Nevin Jr. describes the life of his great-great-great-great-grandmother, Mary Pattison. In 1784, she was living in Ireland and betrothed to a doctor. But during a St. Patrick's Day ball, a Revolutionary War hero named John Irwin walked into the room. Nevin says shortly thereafter, Mary ditched her fiancé and rushed off with Irwin.
They fell in love, and she gave up what just appeared to me an incredible step on her part, gave up everything, her family, her background, and got on a ship with him and sailed to the United States.
The young couple lived in Philadelphia briefly and then made their way to Pittsburgh, where they settled and had four children. In the 1790s, Pittsburgh was growing, and its rivers were a big part of its success. Those rivers carried boats, and those boats needed rope.
She found some acquaintances who had some knowledge about making rope and engaged them and started the rope walk in 1794.
In those days, rope was created through a rope walk, a long, narrow path where workers spun and braided strands of material to make the sturdy rope. The couple's first rope walk was along the Monongahela River. On official directories, their business was listed as John Irwin and Wife. That title was unusual, Nevin says, because wives and women in general weren't typically acknowledged in business. John was a war hero, but he was sick and weak from old battle wounds. Including his wife as a co-operator of the rope manufacturing business indicated that Mary was actually running the company.
She was also doing it in a world where women didn't do that and didn't open up businesses and run them.
Rope making was a lucrative business. The Irwins moved their rope walk to three different locations downtown and one on the north side. It would have been one of the first major industries in Pittsburgh. And because it was the biggest game in town, history buff Leon Paulum of the blog Now Then Pittsburgh says the business likely provided rope to some significant historical figures, including Commodore Oliver Perry of the Battle of Lake Erie and Meriwether Lewis of Lewis and Clark fame.
He started here. He got the boat built here. He would have needed rope for that. We presume that since Mary had the only operation making rope, that his boat used Mary's rope.
When John died, Mary and her son took over the factory. The public listing then read, Mary Irwin and Son, further evidence of her status in the business community. They had some trouble with fires due to a new waterproofing method that involved tar and open flames, but ultimately the operation prospered. By the time Mary retired, the family rope company was successful and sprawling. Madge Baker is Mary's great-great-great-great-granddaughter and says the family story is still celebrated.
It's just leave me. Both inspired and awed, and I do think in a kind of indirect way, she influenced subsequent generations of women.
Mary and John Irwin were both buried at Allegheny Cemetery. The family is still remembered in the region. The borough of Irwin was named after them, and there's a ropeway on the north side. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.